Hello and welcome to another episode of Caps Lock Mini. Tonight we're going to be talking about the new Mini, the 2024 Mini, which I'm not even sure of the model name. Martin, is it G something now?
Which one are we talking about? Are we talking petrol,
let's
electric,
or electric three door?
It's called J01. Is the new electric hatch, with the F66 being the updated combustion hatchback.
F66, that's got a nice ring to it.
And I'm afraid I don't know the one. I should know. I've been driving it today, and that's the new Countryman. Which I actually do not know. Sorry, I suppose I should find that one out. I probably can, but, you know, it's the interesting, actually, before we should get going, the naming culture is a big change, I will say that.
Yes, especially J-O.
Yeah, but we're not going to call it that. You know, only us mini geeks, as it were, would
of course
know those, which is perfectly fine. But obviously, you know, I'm going to get told off by Mini UK here because they don't like it. But the hatch is now exclusively called the Mini Cooper. So Mini would rather you call the J01 and the F66 the Mini Cooper.
Okay.
So when we talk about the new Mini hatchback, sorry, Mini UK, sorry, Helen, we should be talking Mini Cooper.
Okay.
So that effectively is what it's called. But confusingly now, Countryman no longer uses the Cooper naming
at all.
So, well, John Cooper Works still exists,
right,
and that's at the top of the range.
Yeah.
But there's no Cooper Countryman anymore. There's no Cooper S Countryman anymore. There's no Cooper E Countryman. There's no Cooper S, although those are new ones. So now you have the car I drove first this morning, very early in the Cotswolds.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the Cooper C, which is effectively powered by an upgraded version of the same three-cylinder 1.5, I believe.
Okay.
The triple, but that's now 170 horsepower.
Oh, my word.
So it's the quicker
one.
So it's 131 miles an hour. And I also got a go in the Range Topper, the John Cooper Works.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only one that's got a Cooper name in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But the rest, it's C, S, E, and SE, which are incoming. Those are the two electric ones, E and SE. Interesting. Do you want me to fire off, tell you my thoughts?
I think so. And at this stage, I'm going to recap. Mini Cooper is standard three-door / five-door.
And that's also the electric, the new electric.
Cool.
Built in China.
So if I'm buying an electric three-door, I'm calling it Mini Cooper E.
Yep. You have a Mini Cooper E or SE. So that naming holds true to the Countryman as well, because that's also E
nice.
And SE.
Nice.
So SE, I believe, with, that's true of both. You get more power. It's a bigger battery, I believe, for both of those two.
And if I'm buying piston,
is it?
I'm buying a Mini Cooper.
You are. Yes.
Nice. Oh, yeah, it's clean.
And I believe it's the Cooper S. That still remains. John Cooper Works incoming as well for piston as well.
Yeah.
And maybe we should talk about, because, you know, you and I have talked about this, but we haven't talked about this here, about our thoughts about J01 and F66. I mean, I'll start off. I like them both. I think they're a very sensible. J01 is all new. F66, clever update, much more graceful, I think. It's probably the car I think F56 probably should have looked like, if you ask me.
Sure.
Do you not think? I mean, I'm kind of come out with it. I like the simplified design. I think it's, I think it's much more where Mini should be. And I totally get where Oliver Helmer's going with it, to be honest. I was a bit unsure before I went last year and saw the two cars launched at IAA in Munich.
I had.
I was probably less convinced about Countryman there than I am now, interestingly.
Agreed.
I think Hatch looks really smart. I think they both look really smart. I find it quite odd that I kind of understand it with Piston being a reworked version of the current car. I find that, but I find it slightly odd, especially if you look at the two of them, because you look at J01, the Mini Cooper electric, it's a very different car in terms of its look to the updated F66. But I'm intrigued. I'm keen to drive them both. I mean, the Piston car is heavily updated.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, you and I have talked about this.
I'm a big fan of the new design. I saw J01 at Goodwood last year. And I absolutely loved it. I think the interior is incredible.
Yeah.
I love that centre screen. So I think for me, simplified exterior is nice. I think it looks quite... and this is a compliment because it's a nod to cleanliness. It looks quite Duplo. Looks quite chunky. But the curves are quite shallow curves. So they're quite long curves, quite big curves. Particularly if you look at like the bonnet and the rear shoulder line. I think they're nice. I think the tail lights are great.
I do as well.
I'm not.
That's a big thing for Mini fans. A lot of people don't like the rear lights. I think they're nice.
I think they are nice. Because they've got a... I've never been 100% a lover of the Union Jack, you know, interior to those.
I know what you mean.
But I think they've done it really well with these. And I think because the whole case now is that shape, it kind of works really nicely.
And, yeah, yeah.
And with Countrymen, yeah, I definitely needed to see that in real life. And I did like it. Again, for me, interior is preferred in Countrymen. But I've always felt probably a bit more like that with Countrymen anyway. In that they've always been, you know, nice. But you're inside. The inside is what you see. So I can kind of live with that, really. With Countrymen, I've always felt all versions of it, it's down to how nice your wheels are. I think wheel size and design on that car are more important than with the hatch slash Mini Cooper.
I think that's going to be the same for third gen as well.
Yeah, but I did like it, and I found actually all of the interior stuff quite intuitive on that big central display. Because there's a lot of heated controls there. I think the heated seat stuff was all there. And it all kind of felt logical. I think most of the controls were around the outside circumference. And then the inside obviously had content, music, radio, nav. And I quite liked that. Overall, I am a fan. I think I actually need to investigate the F66 a bit more. So how different platform wise is it from J01?
Oh, it's a completely different car. F66 is an updated version of F56.
Uh-huh.
Whereas J01 is all new.
Beautiful.
So you've got two very different very different production versions of effectively doing the same thing. But
externally, they look the same though, right?
They do, but if you put them close together, you can see the differences.
Oh, clever. Cool.
But I didn't realise. What's more clever about F66 is the way that the new simplified design has been kind of morphed onto the F56's body, if you know what I mean. But, I mean, I haven't seen an F66 in the metal yet, I won't lie. I've seen J01. I've had a sat in J01. I've not been in it yet. I will eventually get a go. It's due very soon, actually. But what I can talk about is, as I say, today I've been to the UK press launch for new third generation Countrymen in the UK. And I had a chance to drive Countryman C, which is the it's hard to say entry level anymore. These are not cheap cars, you know.
But I guess they're quite loaded at that level.
They are, yeah. I mean, so I drove the C and the range-topping JCW.
Mm.
And, you know, I must admit, when I saw the cars at Munich last year, some of the colour schemes which they chose, I didn't think, and some of the design elements looked a bit unusual. I get the simplicity.
Uh-huh.
And the, I think it's called modern simplicity, or I forget. Apologies, but it's basically the idea of is to simplify everything. Everything that nothing that doesn't need to be there isn't there.
Yeah, lovely.
Design wise, I think it's a grower. I think it looks. I'll tell you what. I reckon in a matter of months, once you see more on the roads, you probably won't even look twice at a third gen. Well, you probably will because it's newer, but it won't stand out. In terms of design, you know, like the rear lights, there's a common theme through that as well because the Countryman follows the same theme. They're all, you know, if you want Union Jack lights now, you can have them. But because of the updates in LED technology, you don't have to. You can have three different sorts, they were telling us today. They're like adjustable. For me, I mean, it's quite an interesting car. It really is. Mm-hmm. I would say, for me, the thing that stands out is the tech. The interior is, on the Countryman, a pretty impressive place to be.
Yeah, it's lush, isn't it? Really nice.
I mean, this is very much a Mini in the form of BMW, because this has got so much commonality with X1 and iX1. Which a good car in itself, a very good sort of SUV, a very good SUV, really. I mean, but the nice thing, I think that really struck me, and I was probably most impressed with, is it's not just badge engineering here. The Mini feels suitably different and suitably Mini-like over the X1, I would say.
Absolutely love in the Countryman, under the big screen, you've got that lower section where all the little switchgear is.
Yep.
I mean, that's literally so reminiscent of my 96 sports pack, which back then was just heater and the demist. But it's quite nice they've got that. And obviously the 70s, you know, Mark 3s and whatever, they all had that little central section with the nice long switches.
You're going to love it,
I'm a fan.
James. Honestly, it's to me, that's the big win here. Again, like you say, the big screen, the underneath, you have what's like a central key, but it's not a removable key, and you twist that just to start stop it. There's no flicking buttons or anything anymore. It's all twist. And it works really well. And actually, the lower area is also for your different driving modes and for your selection of gears. And that's true across the spectrum now. There's no manual gearbox, so that's where it all's done. But for me, I'd just say what's really impressive, a circular OLED display, Android-based, interestingly, which differs apparently from BMW systems because they're not. So apparently I was told the reason why they've done that is not a lot of the stuff then has to be stored on the car. It's all like, you know, downloadable to that car rather than being stored to it, if you know what I mean, to not take up space. Screen itself's really, there's a lot going on. That's what I say, there's a lot going on. But I'd say, you know, I had the car, I drove, as I say, the C and JCW, and I had them both for an hour, and even after an hour you feel more confident in using it. The display itself is really good. You've got your different driving modes. I think they're called driver experience modes. Again, probably I should know, it's been a long day. Anyway, and the driver experience modes are you flick between them. Excuse me. And I mean, I think it's called go-kart mode. But it takes you in there and you've got like a completely different black screen. I think the thing that I found slightly off, but you know, I was in the darkest Cotswolds. It wasn't very dark, it was very wet. Having access to the map, if you flip between modes, the map actually goes away, which is a little annoying.
I see. Yeah.
But you get used to it. Also, there's no rev counter, even on the JCW, although if you go in the sport mode there, you've got like a massive speedo and bits as well. It looks great. It works slickly. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
But I do think if you live with it for a long period, you probably would get so used to it and it'd be like a second nature. Do you know what I mean?
And that screen, it has no pivot bias to the driver, does it? It's just in the middle. So yeah, I can imagine reaching for the far, well, in our case, because we're right-hand drive, reaching for the far top left of it. I would probably have to lean forward a bit, maybe, to reach it. But, you know, as you say, you get used to it.
Yeah, and what's also stepped up as well, I mean, minis have always been good quality, I think. The fact that there's so many early, our two OBLs are a perfect example, the fact that those cars are still around, and we all know the issues, but generally they're a solid built car, you know, they're well made, quality was good. Quality again, I mean, you compare this to an X1 and it knocks, I mean, the X1's a lovely car, but it's very BMW. I like how this is like Mini, it's more, there's lots
and
of fabric.
And it's more personalised, isn't it? Because you've got different colours and textures.
All the textures are wicked. The leather's, well, the faux leather, it was called Veganza, I think it's called now.
I shouldn't know,
it's been a long day. But yeah, the faux leather, it's actually works better than I thought it would in the car. I've got a BMW i5 at the moment, and that's got it. And it, again, it's good, but I don't know, maybe a different, the one I tried first was it had this in sort of a beige finish, which sort of, I thought, looked more convincing as leather, because there's no leather now. You can't have leather. It's all leatherette. But, really nice. We ran a Countryman. I'd need to spend a bit to see if Mrs. Collins liked it, obviously. But, as a big way of carrying kids around with a nice, more, I'd say it's definitely more Mini feeling now, because now it's going backwards towards, they're leaning much towards the classic Mini in terms of, as you say, with the switch panels, the circular console. It's probably the most Mini the Countryman's ever been, and probably the better for it, really. And it drives well as well. The ride's better.
And I'm looking at some press pictures, actually, of the interior, and I love this colour contrast. I'm looking at one that's particularly nice. It's got light tan seats, and then like a blue dash, which looks fabric. I just like
it's
that.
It's all fabric. No, the fabrics are really cool. I mean, the only thing I probably would say, design-wise, is the dashboard. You've got the OLED display, and the rest of the dash looks a bit sort of, I don't know, I wouldn't say half-finished, but I don't know. The centre point and the key thing for that, and it will probably be the same across the range, is that display. And you almost feel like they've toned down the rest of the dashboard design to go with it. One other thing I will say is there are three pack options available, and the first pack option doesn't get the head-up display, and I would definitely say you need head-up display on Countryman, and I'd imagine it might be the same across the other new cars incoming. It just finishes off the dash a bit more. I just think also you need that. What you're saying about the non-movable screen is totally correct. I just think you need that in front of you as well. But yeah, it's good. And then, as I say, it took JCW. JCW was an interesting one, because a lot of people I noticed on the forums were moaning because it's down on power, only by a bit. Having driven it, I'd say it's quite playful. It likes torque steering. I know that if you give it the beans and you have it in sport mode, it torque steers, then it sorts itself out and goes. Makes a good noise, although the sound is amplified through the car. You can tell it is.
Does it?
Quad exhausts as well.
Does it have a diff? I'm guessing not. Yeah, if it's,
they don't normally do that. So
when was the last Mini to get an LSD as an option? Was it an R56?
I think so. I mean, proper ones, you're talking R53, because it was an option from facelift onwards, from, was it late 04? Sort after option now, but Mini had that for the last F56, which I always thought was a bit of a mistake, because they had the mechanical one, you know, that was like through the traction control, and it never worked. It was a bit, it was either on or off, you know, there wasn't a lot in between. A lot of people moaned about it. And I think we're pretty much the same here this time. Probably should be corrected. But,
With Mini Countryman C, do I get wheel options?
Yeah, but they're on your three grades. So I think exclusive is kind of where the luxury one, like I've got on my Cooper. So you get the tan interior, head-up display, I think your Harman Kardon sound system. I think 17-inch wheels, which is about right, and they're quite nice. In fact, the pack one option, I think, is the one, they also had one there in white. I didn't get a picture of it, but it looked a little undertired. It's the sort of car I think they were expecting. They were saying most people. The interesting thing also, what I should say here, is if you choose a pack three, because there's pack one, two, and three, you get all the bits from one and two as well. So,
nice.
It's like, I suppose it's a bit like salt, pepper, and chili was originally in the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Again, I'm looking at some press pics, and I think the rear three-quarter view is really nice. So it's a really muscular-looking car.
It's very muscular, yeah.
And this one's on what looked like six-spoke kind of blade
wheels.
Yeah,
that's the ones I tried.
That's a great-looking wheel.
Yeah, and they're polished. They're a polished wheel as well. But yeah, I mean, I went there with an open mind. We have Countrymans, we've had them there. They've never really fitted in as, in America, they're an enthusiast choice. You know, Mini owners in America get very excited about Countrymen. In the UK, it's never really, like the first and second, first generation, second generation, it's never really been that many of, do you know what I mean? It's never really been like a modified car or a car. There are plenty of people that like them, which is a shame because they're a good car. They are a really good car, even the first gen to a point. I mean, I had two first gen Countrymans, and we're currently on our second, our third, but our first second generation car. Would I buy one? I might, actually. I was quite impressed by the C. I thought it might be. That exclusive trim, though, makes all the difference with the tan interior.
I can imagine.
And it's good spec. You need to have as you say, it's very much a wheel car. I think if you under tire it, it'll look very. It won't work with the muscular styling when it's under tired.
Yeah. One thing I did love about the JCW was the logo is the alloy design.
Yes. That's and it's great. Carried through. And do you know what? Actually, I think that's pretty decent, actually. I quite like the grill. It's the grill, the wheels.
That's very clever.
Yeah. JCW's nice, again. It's got even the seats are the same. They're all one-piece seats as well. I was quite impressed. Even the standard seats are quite supportive. JCW sort of moves it on a little bit more. Yeah. You know, there's a lot to.
It's a handsome thing.
I think there's a lot to like about it. I think a lot of, interestingly, a lot of sort of BMW and Mini designs, I don't think you see them at their best when they're in like big halls or in dealers. I think you see them at their best when they've got number plates on them and they're on the roads. And I think a lot of people that were very anti or are very anti Countrymen, and that's perfectly well. Everyone's welcome to their opinion. But I think if you're in the market for an interesting, good quality, good to drive SUV, which is now even more practical because it's a lot bigger, I think Countryman's a bit of a contender. I'm looking forward to trying it in EV form.
Yeah.
I really am. I think that could be a real point for Mini. It really could be. And that's due, got a couple of months to wait for that. They've not hit the UK yet. But Mini's not had that sort of option in that sector before. So, as I say, this is very much Mini with BMW fully behind it. This is very much a BMW product now, Mini. It's not on its own.
Yes.
I suppose other disappointments for me, I mean, I see why, because it's, as I say, it's very, and you'll see that we've talked about J01 and F66, but you know, it's the removal of some of the bits like the chrome handles and stuff like that. But then again, they're all going flush.
Yeah.
Although, interestingly, you'll notice that the F66, the updated one, still has black standard handles like we used to, which have morphed from all the way through from R50. But, I think it's clever.
Yeah.
I suppose we should all be grateful that BMW aren't scared of.
Yeah.
Remodeling Mini and moving Mini forward, and I suppose we could all get caught in problem with supposedly retro style brands. How do you make a retro style brand stay current? You know what I mean? So,
yes,
in that respect, I suppose it's good.
No, I do like it.
Yeah,
if I ever end up with a Curtsy car one, that'll be a good day.
Well, if we if we get hold of one, we'll maybe have to do a podcast in the
from
car
within.
And see what you think.
Very nice.
And there's every chance that could happen.
Yeah,
so
lovely.
Watch this space, as it were.
Well, I'm a big fan. I'm more excited by these than Figure Bimini. I was with F56. I still remember Gen 1 F56 and just looking at those brake ducts and thinking, that is a very prominent chin.
It was a big old conk, wasn't it? You know what I mean? That, and also the ride height was weird on those.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to do it for legal requirements, but yeah.
And I think the facelift was great. I really do. I've not really fallen in love with the very current facelift. And I can now see that with J01 and F66, actually where those styling cues have come from. And the simpler variant, is really nice. So, lucky boy.
Yeah, simplified design works. Having spoken to Helmer last year at IAA when the cars were revealed, and there's a lot of they do look at what people do with minis, you know, like all the de-chroming that everyone's done. Mini aren't stupid. They look at what people are doing, and that's why they've got rid of chrome.
Yeah,
and because a lot of minis now, you look at Last of Line F56 hatches. Most of those have got blackout kits. You know, that was an option from the LCR facelift on F56, and it was a popular option. You know, you can have the black badges, you can have the lot from the second facelift, you know, the 2021 facelift, which is the run-out car now. Makes sense.
Agreed. I think that could lead us to the end of this one.
Indeed.
So
I hope I haven't talked too much.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, there's no legal requirement to not talk about it yet, is there?
No, not at all. It's out in the open. It's all there. So everything I've told you tonight is in domain.
Lovely stuff. Very cool. Well, we'll leave it there. This was sort of a slightly special episode, really, out of time with our usual older stuff. So we hope you enjoy that. And we will see you on the next one. See you later.
Bye.